New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Donsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today. I don't know if you go to naturallysavvy.com, but if you haven't been, you need to go. They have amazing information. This is a site that Andrea started. It's fantastic. They have different sections, eat, care, live, home, and more. Today, I am in the eat section, and I'm going to be talking about a wonderful article, The Best and Worst Foods for a Keto Diet. Know what you need to eat. Okay, so keto is everywhere. It's all over the news. People are always talking about it. So let's talk a little bit about it, what it is, what it's effective for, and some of the best foods you want to eat, and then, of course, the things you want to avoid. So the keto diet basically puts a body in a ketosis state. And so when you're in a ketosis state, your body burns fat instead of glucose, which is sugar, to meet its energy needs. So the keto diet is applauded not only as useful weight loss, but also it has to do with helping your brain as well. So if you want to do the keto diet effectively, you really need to know about what to eat, obviously, what not to eat. Now, I'm not big on the word diet, but it is a type of diet. So, you know, it is something to think about. But what we really want to emphasize here on the show is more about making lifestyle changes, healthy lifestyle changes. So before I jump into this, I'll tell you about me, what I eat. So if you've listened to the show, you know that grains and I are not friends. And Andrea recently had some blood work done to show that she and grains aren't friends. I haven't had any blood work done, though I'd like to, but I just know when I eat grains, even whole grains, I get really tired. So I tend to be more, if I had to name it, on, I guess you'd say, a paleo keto type of thing, where lately my go-to breakfast is I get a bag of frozen riced cauliflower that also happens to have sweet potato pieces and kale. I think the brand is Cascadian Farm. I have nothing to do with them, but it's just so easy. And then I take frozen kale or a mix of like different collard greens and kale, and then I mix it up and I put it in a pan. I put a little avocado oil in it. I put it in the oven. It's that easy. 350 for like, I don't know, 25 minutes or so. And then what I do is I take something called SCT oil, which is made by the Happy Healthy Guys. You can check them out after this interview and look them up on radiomd.com and find Naturally Savvy and type in the Happy Healthy Guys. They make this wonderful oil, which is made from grass-fed organic butter, but they make it non-allergenic. So I'll take some of that and some organic chicken sausage, and then I'll cut up some tomato and avocado. So I have a pretty high fat meal where I get all of my carbs from vegetables. I will eat this maybe at 8 a.m. and it is 12:20 p.m. now and I'm still not hungry. So my big thing, if you're going to do diets like this, get a lot of healthy fat and make sure you get a lot of vegetables. All right, so let's jump into the keto diet. Now, proteins, according to research, are a necessity in your keto diet. But you want to remember the trick here is to go for proteins that are low in carbs. So notably animal protein, you know, has very minimal carbs. You want to get fattier cuts instead of leaner cuts. And if you're going to eat chicken, you want to go for its legs and thighs. So this goes contrary to what a lot of us are raised with. Low fat, low fat, low fat. You know, that is so 1990s. That is so out the door. So we need to keep these things in mind. So here are some good choices. Fish, sardines, salmon, mackerel, flounder, bass, anchovies, trout, and tuna. Cage-free egg yolks and eggs. Poultry, again, duck, goose, hen, pheasant, quail, chicken, turkey. Organ meats, like the liver, grass-fed beef. All right. Now, to get all, you know, if you want to get all the individual amounts and stuff, you'll have to, you know, go to the article, but also look up some other keto advice. Drew Manning, who I'm a big fan of, he wrote a wonderful new book about keto, and he goes into a lot of detail. This is sort of just more of an overview. All right, so number two, you want to get your healthy fats. So ghee and butter, MCT oil, or you can get cold-pressed coconut oil, olive oil, palm fruit, avocado oil, macadamia, flaxseed oil. We love MCT oil from Barleen's. Their coconut oil is delicious as well. Also, Lilia the Desert makes coconut oil. And Now Foods has a variety of cooking oils, including coconut, olive, flax, and avocado. Now we're going into the fat from animals, duck fat, chicken fat, or lard. Now, number three that you want to be eating is non-starchy vegetables. So sometimes I think people have issues where they think, oh, keto is just like Atkins and I'm just going to eat a bunch of meat. And that's not what's happening here. You know, with the keto, there's more of an emphasis on the healthy fats. And so, but at the same time, you want to be having vegetables. So you want all leafy greens like chard, kale, spinach, sorrel. I've never had sorrel. S-O-R-R-E-L. Romaine, radicchio, arugula, escarole, turnip, fennel, endive, and chicory. Never had chicory. Fresh herbs, cruciferous vegetables. I mentioned that I make every day my cauliflower thing. So there I've got the cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, cabbage, broccoli. I do a lot of broccoli. I'll take broccoli and carrots and cauliflower in pieces and I'll slice them thin, put a little avocado oil, put them in the oven at 400 for about 20 minutes and they come out caramelized and amazing. I'm also huge on leeks. Leeks is also here. I do the same thing with those in the oven. So leeks, chives, zucchini, cucumber, and celery. And then some veggies with a slightly higher carb count, which are still considered acceptable, are tomatoes, jicama, wax beans, sugar snap peas, green beans, asparagus, radishes, beans, sprouts, mushroom, water, chestnuts, and bamboo shoots. So there are some great things that you can do. We also in this article, it's wonderful. We've got some snacks, but before we jump into that, we're going to talk about fat-based fruit. Here it is. You keep it simple. You just need an avocado. So you can get a half of a piece contains 3.7 grams net carbs. Again, it goes into this in the article. You can get this wonderful information from Drew Manning's book. Here's some ideas of some nice snacks: ground meat wrapped in lettuce, extra veggies with your homemade dressing, hard-boiled eggs, turkey or beef jerky, protein powder or homemade bone broth. Now, remember with the drinks, you want to be drinking a lot of water. You don't want any sugary drinks. And you also can have unsweetened coffee that you put your fat in, the bulletproof coffee. And just remember, you have to stay away from sugar. We're talking all sugar, confectioners, raw, cane, white, brown, syrups, including fruit, caramel, corn, carob, maple, agave, and honey, and any lactose, dextrose, maltose, fructose ingredients. So you really want to. And also, you have to avoid corn and corn-based products, cornmeal, polenta, grits, tortillas, popcorn, pilaf, couscous, quinoa, oats, wheat. So it's a lot of stuff, flour-based products and processed food. So we're not going to be eating any more pretzels, chips, crackers, candy, cereal, things like that. So, you know, it's I think, you know, you can try it. You can see how keto feels for you. There's something called the keto flu. I was told if you drink a lot of water, it's less likely to happen. But again, like I said, I recommend looking into Drew Manning. He has some wonderful books and he has a new one on keto. He also has a great keto plan. I also recommend you check out my book, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex, Central Superfoods and Aphrodisiac Practices for Ultimate Sexual Health and Connection. The book is not about dirty sex. It's a memoir, a cookbook, a healthy living guide. Andrea is in this book along with many other wonderful health experts that you've probably heard on the show, like Dr. Denise, Lori Shemek, Charles Maddox, Chef Dr. Mike, Dr. Kellyanne Pertucci, Drew Manning, as a matter of fact, and so many more. Beth Frady's MD, who's also been on the show. So the reason I bring it up as well is that there's some fabulous recipes, and the recipes are all grain-free, except I think there's one with quinoa. And you have a lot of good things that you can add a little extra fat. And these recipes are very keto friendly, but they're also just good for people who are trying to get most of their carbs from veggies and have delicious meals. The recipes are all by the wonderful Erin MacDonald, RDN from You Rock Girl. She has been on the show as well. So that's what's happening. Be sure to check it out. You can go to www.cleaneatingdirtysex.com to get the book. And be sure to go to naturallysavvy.com. This article is the best and worst foods for a keto diet. Know what you need to eat. There's also some fantastic articles there now under Eat, Reset Your Kids' Nutrition with Healthier On-The-Go Meals and Snacks. Want to promote fat loss? Start your day with this tea. Why mushrooms are good for you and why you should eat more of them. Five gnarly food preservatives to avoid and so much more. So thank you so much for listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. I want to give a big thanks to our sponsor this month, Organic India. Seasonal cleaning is a time-honored tradition in Ayurveda. Cleansing in the spirit. Well, actually, it's good to cleanse your spirit, but cleansing in the spring is one of the gateways to true wellness, preparing your body and mind for the new season by shedding those protective winter pounds, reestablishing your natural state of balance, and increasing your energy and vitality for the longer days ahead. Organic India is transforming the wisdom of ancient traditions into accessible, easy, modern-day practices to support you in achieving true wellness year-round. Visit organicindiausa.com to learn more. Again, if you want to follow us on Twitter, it's at Andrea Donsky, at Your Radio MD, at Health Media Gal 1, at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.